6 past the hour, another hour. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer clears his schedule Wednesdays for a full hour to take your calls. We started a little bit earlier than usual, so Kevin is able to attend a funeral today for a good man, Gil Rauschenberger, and he will be the father of the Chief of Staff, Ron Rauschenberger, Chief of Staff to Jack Dalrymple, as well as the grandfather of the State Tax Commissioner, Ryan Rauschenberger. And I just saw him, actually, not long ago at the Ronald Reagan Center in Bismarck at the announcement of his grandson's official run. So,
yeah.
And I understand, I think he had a stroke or something, but he was doing not too bad. It's a little bit unexpected, but obviously he lived a long life, served this country well in World War II, and was a member of one of your honor flights.
He was. He was on the third honor flight, the Rough Rider honor flight out of Bismarck. And Gil was one of those guys who's quite a healthy, you know, World War II veteran, which means that you not only go on honor flight, but you push people around. So Gil was sort of like an extra hand, actually. He was always pushing a wheelchair, helping somebody else. In fact, I found a couple of nice pictures of him last night on my computer, pushing other veterans in their wheelchairs around the World War II Memorial and at Arlington National Cemetery. So we'll commemorate his life today at the funeral.
There were some great memories from those honor flights, weren't there?
Unbelievable. Still some of the best memories in my life, in my experience, and I know the same is true of you.
I know it was. I remember sitting next to one guy on the way back, and tears are pouring down his eyes, and he said this was life-changing.
Yeah.
And you think about that, you know, these guys were in their 80s. He talked about it being life-changing, and
yeah.
He actually turned to me and said, I can die now.
Yeah.
I went back to honor those I left behind. I was able to spend some time with my, you know, son and tell him some of the stories I never had before, and it's pretty neat. Who's my buddy Bill from Steele again? That's one of the World War II vets that was there. Kleppe?
Russell Kleppe.
Russell Kleppe, yeah. I got to stop and see him. They have a neat little memorial to vets in Steele.
Yeah.
Really done that well, and Russell Kleppe, he is a beauty.
He is. I think Russell must be 91 now. I think I remember his 90th birthday. Might be 92, a year or two ago.
Do you keep tabs on which one of these guys that have been on our flights we've lost?
I don't keep a tab per se, but I notice everyone in the obituaries that, and anybody that's been on an honor flight usually lists in their obituary that they were. That's a life changer or a highlight in their life, and so it's pretty neat.
And for folks not familiar with Honor Flight, it just is a way to get World War II veterans that have not been to the World War II Memorial before in Washington, D.C., to the memorial at no cost to them. It really is a neat deal.
No further cost, I always say. They paid plenty.
They sure did, yeah exactly. I understand there's another effort for another World War II Honor Flight going on. I talked to
somebody just asked me, I was in Minot a couple of nights ago, and they asked me what it would take to get another. We actually exhausted the entire list of veterans who had applied, but of course, you know, several didn't. And so, you know, another marketing effort probably could fill another plane.
Your questions for Congressman Cramer are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a number of calls about the EPA wood-burning stove ban.
Yeah.
We have the president yesterday announcing an order on the EPA adding additional fuel standards for trucks that I want to get to. And also, how is your town hall up in Grafton?
My town hall in Grafton is tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
At Shenanigans,
okay.
At 9:30 Grafton time.
Is this a coffee with Cramer? Or is this
coffee with Cramer.
Okay.
All subjects are on the table along with the coffee.
And again, that's Shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
9:30 tomorrow.
9:30 tomorrow.
All right. What's the last coffee with Cramer you did?
The last coffee with Cramer I did was another smaller. Let's see. You know, it's just terrible. I've done so many, I'm starting to forget them.
What kind of topics come up?
Everything comes up. A lot of EPA topics come up.
Is that right?
A lot of farm topics come up. Now that the farm bill's done, I expect people will have some questions about what was in it, because that's one of the things about complex legislation is, you know, people will be interested now in the rules and the choices that they have, whether, you know, whether they want to pick price support insurance or whether they want to, you know, take revenue insurance, and decisions they make this planting season will be with them for 5 years, so it's important to learn all those things, and I'm certainly not an expert on it, but so some of those issues will come up, I'm sure. Tax issues. The issue that came up from a call earlier, Walter brought up regarding you know, depreciation of repairs on farm machinery, has come up in the past, and no doubt now that it's been put on the airwaves, it may come up again.
Specific to what the EPA is doing on wood-burning stoves.
Yeah.
Maybe this is ridiculous.
Well, it's like all of the EPA rules, Scott. They're always aimed at trying to meet standards that probably aren't technologically feasible today, which it's a way to control your life. I'm sorry. It's a way for the government to control your life, and as if it's not enough to set standards for emissions of greenhouse gases or, you know, regional haze or other particulate or NOx, SOx, mercury, all of the above. With coal-fired power plants that are very large, they need to go after every homeowner and everybody that has a wood-burning stove or a fireplace or cow gas. I mean, it never ends, the things that they want to go after. I mean, that sounds funny, except it's real. They actually have looked into that.
Dave in Minot, listening on KCGB for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, you're up next.
Hi, well, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask the Congressman, or maybe even Scott, you know the answer. What's the procedure for getting somebody that you know on one of those honor flights?
Oh, well, Dave, great question. Part of the problem is that right now the Rough Rider Honor Flight and the other Honor Flight chapters in the state have actually shut down once they exhausted the list of everybody that was that wanted to go. There is still the Honor Flight Network, which is the National Honor Flight, and you can go on. You'd have to do a Google search. I don't know it off the top of my head, but and probably find a way to get them on. Montana started an Honor Flight program after North Dakota's shut down, and we took a number of Montanans actually on ours, so that would be one way to do it, Dave.
I did hear, by the way, Lance Aker told me there is another one being organized.
Okay.
And I don't know out of what city or sure. what they're doing, but Lance was part of the effort in Grand Forks.
Yep.
Yeah, and in the most recent one in Grand Forks, and part of the helped us in Fargo too.
Yes,
so,
he did.
There may be something going on. I don't know. Maybe we'll schedule Lance on a future program.
Yeah, good idea, Scott. Let's throw it out there. I mean, I'm an advocate for another flight. If we can get one organized, then my role would be changed, obviously. I no longer am allowed to raise money for a charity, but I'd be, you know, I'll certainly be part of it.
Anything else, Dave?
Thank you. No, thanks, thank you
Dave.
Very much.
If we could find it, let's get the Honor Flight. If we could find the Honor Flight website, we throw that out there.
Sure. Betty in Woodworth, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Hello, Betty. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Kevin. It's me again.
Hi, Betty. Hi again. Hi, me again.
How are we coming? Is there going to be an oversight hearing? I've seen all that language in the bill, but I'm not political. You know that.
Yeah.
Explain it to us dummies what that means.
Okay, Betty is asking about a potential oversight hearing on the situation in Spirit Lake, specifically related to the BIA taking over the Child Protection Services, and they've now had oversight for maybe 2 years. Time goes so fast. It's probably been at least a year and a half. I don't know, Betty. You might know exactly.
It's a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay. And my memory's not as bad as I thought it was. It's not as bad as I remember. So where we are, we are actually in the process right now. I say we, the House Natural Resources Committee that I'm a member of, the Indian and Alaska Native Affairs Subcommittee. We are looking into some things right now related to the accountability of the BIA. That is the angle that we have. The one area we have is that the Bureau of Indian Affairs is a federal agency that is subject to Congress, as opposed to, you know, the tribe, which is a little bit harder, obviously. They are a sovereign, and we want to honor that, and they have new leadership, and we appreciate that. So, but yeah, I would just, I know you're probably getting impatient, but I would say just hang in there. I think, you know, we may be able to announce some things fairly soon. The thing is that I want to do it right. I don't want to just do it fast or just do it. I want to make sure that we're honoring the sovereignty of current leadership, that our point is to protect the children and the citizens at Spirit Lake and work in cooperation with the government in doing that. So I think, you know, we'll have some things to announce fairly soon.
I understand that. I just, what's frustrating to me is we can be patient all we want, but it's easier for us to be patient than it is for those kids out there
that are
in seriously dangerous positions.
Well, let me ask you, is there anything new that you know about?
Well, yes.
Okay.
In the sense that, you know, there's people that are working really, really hard to get people held accountable for sexual assaults that have taken place recently.
Okay.
And we can't even get so much as a police report for these women to take to the prosecuting attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being raped and not even the police not even acknowledging you enough to do a police report?
I unfortunately know of other situations like that, and it's the sovereignty thing is a big problem. There's no question about it, but we'll stay at it.
And Betty, keep fighting.
Yeah.
You know, keep your voice out there, and obviously Congressman Kramer's with you on it, so we'll appreciate the call very much, Betty and Woodworth today. Steve and Minot, when we come back, anything quick you want to add to that before?
I know it's difficult. It's been frustrating for me as well, but we want to do it and do it right.
800-228-0550 for your calls, questions, and comments for your congressman. Kevin Kramer joining us today on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Congressman Kevin Kramer here, and they include Stephen Minot listening on 550 KFIRE, Anthony in Valley City listening on AM 1100 The Flag, David in Barnes County, AM 1100, KFIRE listening west of KFIRE listener, rather, west of Mandan. Cameron wants to weigh in, so we're going to go rapid fire through these calls so we can get to all of you with your questions and or comments for Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall on a beautiful day. Finally, feels a little like spring out there, although it's not going to last. Day or two, and voila, we're back to reality by the weekend. Let's go to Steve in Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Steve, tell us.
Yes, Mr. Kramer, I'm kind of curious. When are you guys going to impeach Obama for all his violations of the Constitution before he decides with his pen and his phone to just kind of write you guys out of the picture?
Well, Steve, I would say that going about impeaching the president when you know full well it's impossible, given the makeup of the Senate, would be a task that would only divert us from more important things like holding him in check. Without the House of Representatives, of course, in their over 1,300 oversight hearings last year, we wouldn't even be aware of most of these things, as you call them, breaches of the Constitution. In many cases, his breach of the Constitution is simply not carrying out the laws that Congress passed or the laws that are on the books. But he's not the first president, of course, to do that. We've had presidents going back as long as I've been voting that have sort of ignored some of the enforcement rules of laws.
To Steve's concern about him rendering Congress irrelevant with his pen,
right.
The story in the New York Times today, President Obama on Tuesday ordered the development of tough new fuel standards for the nation's fleet of heavy-duty trucks as part of what aides say will be an increasingly muscular and unilateral campaign to tackle climate change through the use of the president's executive power.
Yeah.
They're basically saying Congress wouldn't do it, that's the way we're supposed to do it, so to heck with it, we're going to do this by executive power.
And see, this gets to Steve's point, I think, in the frustration that he is expressing and that a lot of Americans are expressing with this president. If truth be known, in terms of raw numbers of executive orders, this president has issued fewer of them than George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. The difference being that he flaunts it in the face of Congress in ways that those presidents never would. In other words, many of the standards, like, for example, the greenhouse gas emission standards is really an attempt to go against the will of Congress, which was actually demonstrated in his first term when they couldn't pass cap and trade. That's, I think, the bigger problem with this president. It's not even that he just selectively chooses which laws to enforce and which ones not to, like, for example, immigration laws, border laws, which, you know, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, presidents haven't been doing. But he takes things that the Congress has actually decided and goes against them, or things that the Congress has decided are not priorities of the country and then goes against them and carries them out.
What do you do about it?
Well, here's a couple things. One is we'll continue the oversight. So whether it's NSA, EPA, IRS, Fast and Furious, all of those are issues that were brought to the forefront through oversight hearings by the House of Representatives. The second thing you do is we've got to win more elections, frankly. You have to win the United States Senate. The United States Senate actually has greater oversight authority than the House. The problem is with the current majority leader, Harry Reid, they choose not to exercise it. We have to win some elections. That's the third thing is I think you'll start seeing in probably 2-3 weeks yet a real strong even oversight on steroids, if you will. I think you'll see the House look into this imperial presidency in bigger ways that'll hopefully capture some attention beyond one or two bloggers.
Anthony at Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hello, this is Anthony. I have a question, Congressman Cramer. You mentioned the farm program.
Yeah.
We all know it's been passed, but
right.
There's a gag order placed on the FSA offices telling us about the farm program so that we can make our management decisions concerning the farm. How can we have a bill passed and our people can't tell us about it so we can make decisions?
Yeah, I guess I'm not familiar, Anthony, with the gag order, other than maybe USDA is trying to, and I'll check on it, by the way, but USDA may be trying to formulate things themselves and make sure there's a nice, clear, consistent message going out. But it's critical that FSA, and I'm thinking that NDSU, through its extension, will also be making sure that they get the rules all down pat so that when they come and advise farmers on this planting season on their decisions and their choices, that they have it right and don't lead somebody the wrong way. Because you are going to be making decisions this season that will stick with you for 5 years.
Appreciate the call.
We'll check into that, though. I'm not familiar with the gag order.
Yeah, well, we got to make decisions by March 15th for crop
right.
insurance, and the farm program affects the crop insurance program, and we are not allowed to find out any information.
Yeah, it's the whole program. You're right. Well, let's get on it right away. I appreciate the call, Anthony. We'll check into it and see if we can't get some information out as soon as possible.
Join us next Wednesday. We'll be in Washington, D.C. with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
In fact, thank you for bringing that up, Scott. Let's make it a point to get, if we can't get Frank Lucas, well, we're going to have, Colin Peterson has agreed to come on, and Colin will know this as well as probably anybody, but for sure we should get some of the Ag Committee staff on the PhDs, the smart guys, and start talking about some of those choices as well. That would be a great service if we would do that.
All right, so be listening for sure next Wednesday to get your answer. Anthony, thank you. Leonard and Dickinson listening on KFIRE. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
I don't understand how EPA can approve of fracking. They're pumping our water.
I guess I'm not sure how the EPA can approve of it.
Our drinking water is being pumped down in the holes. It's our most precious natural resource.
I would certainly agree that water is certainly one of our most precious, more precious than oil itself. The EPA issued a ruling last week, in fact, already on fracking, specifically fracking that utilizes diesel, which I don't think any frackers in North Dakota utilize anymore. So, once again, a little bit behind the curve. But, the fracking and the water issue, as much as anything, Leonard, I would say is a state's issue more than it is certainly a federal government issue. Federal government's issue is if they have navigable interstate water systems, not drinking water or localized water. So the health department would really be the authority, in my view, the state health department, and it should be the authority on local water issues.
Appreciate the call, Leonard. Thanks. Let's quickly get David in Barnes County and hear you about a half a minute, David, for your question or comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
I have been a school teacher, a cop, and 22 years as a reporter. I learned to spot a liar, and I do not believe that fantastic story you told about Mark Levin last week.
I'm a little at a loss.
What fantastic story about Mark Levin are you referring to?
That Mark Levin said he agreed with the Republicans, but he had to entertain his audience.
No, here's okay. Let's be real clear about this. So Mark Levin is a radio personality. Now he was
an author,
and a very good one, who has a particular brand and a particular product that he sells very, very well. He does it very, very well. He also has strong opinions, and so that's his job. That's his role. He does it well. To the degree that that can result in, serious legislation, I think Mark Levin would be pretty honest with you and tell you, no, it wouldn't. It's one view in a diversity of views in Congress that you have to work together to come to some consensus on.
By the way, if you're a fan of his latest book, as I am, the heavy lift really is at the state level with Mark Levin's idea here.
No question about it. Federalism is where we need to get back to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt to all power tools and Max gift cards.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hey, all these bureaucrats and politicians and whoever's running all that stuff, they got a mental condition, I think. They all should be locked up in a mental institution. They're all sick. They're all sick in the head. Hey, goodbye. Thank you for it. I hope you play that.
I will say this. I'm not sure when we disagree with someone, we should suggest they have a mental condition, number one. So we try to keep it highbrow here if we can. Number two, if we parse the last conversation with David in Barnes County, I think he called you a liar. And he said he knows how to spot a liar, and I didn't necessarily.
Didn't he say lawyer? Maybe he did say that.
I don't know. The point is this. You know, let's have a conversation about it. There's a lot of stuff to fix, but let's not suggest people.
Yeah, I would say this, though, Scott. One of the things about, obviously, and you've been doing this a long time, talk radio and town halls and politics, when you subject yourself to the public, you subject yourself to all of it. And while every once in a while it gets a little bit heated or a little bit, off color, we're pretty darn blessed.
We are.
Our access. Yeah. We just celebrated President Lincoln's birthday, and President Lincoln was the most accessible president. You know, he actually had open time 2-3 days a week in the Oval Office.
It's in the movie. It's in the movie.
It's really remarkable.
There's people coming in, and I forget the issue that the one couple came in and talked to him about in the movie.
Yeah.
And he quickly switched to we'll help you on that issue if you can help us out on this. Yeah. on this whole slavery thing.
Accessibility and it was accountability, and he was very obviously very accomplished. So.
No, and in fact, you remind me that was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
It'd be a good one to watch for this President's Month.
Now I would say. This though, that this caller that just where we just played the previous call, mental situation aside, I think when you consider that the state of North Dakota right now is engaged in 12 different lawsuits against the EPA, it shows you how far removed our federal government is from federalism and from states' rights. That a sovereign state would be compelled, and we're not the only ones, to have to sue the federal government. There is something amiss.
Yeah, and he said they're sick, and I know that's a sentiment that you just think it's sad, is what I would say.
It's very unfortunate. Unfortunately, it's a philosophy. The other thing is, I think it's an indication of what happens when a government gets so large, it starts feeding on itself, and it's become self-preservation versus what's good for the people that they represent.
I'll also say, I share his sentiments, I just would say it a little bit differently, in the sense that the EPA is saying something that goes back to Ben Franklin and the Franklin stove is somehow now no longer worthy, especially when the ultimate reason that they're saying it is because of greenhouse gas emissions, which we could debate whether that would be harmful, A, or B, whether if we unilaterally do it, make any difference anyway.
Yeah, and thirdly, if it's even human you know, if it's a human's problem in the first place. So you're exactly right. The thing that frustrates me the most about the EPA is that in this administration is that they won't seem to want to unilaterally disarm the American economy when we're a drop in the bucket in terms of any type of pollution, whether you believe it or not, compared to the rest of the world.
You wonder if it's intentional.
Well, you do, but you see, here's Scott, why I am co-sponsor of two bills. One that, first of all, would require on these greenhouse gas emissions rules, for example, that before those rules would be completely implemented, that there'd be demonstration in six different power plants that, in fact, they have the technology, the carbon capture and storage technology to meet the rule. And three of those six have to be lignite plants, most of which are right here in North Dakota. The other one I'm a co-sponsor of is one that says not until 85%, non-U.S., 85% of the perpetrators, if you will, of greenhouse gases, until there's a demonstration that 85% of the rest of the world meets the same requirement.
Exactly. Play by the same rules, otherwise what are we doing it for? We're harming our economy for no ultimate benefit to what they claim to want to do. Cameron, west of Van Dam, driving I-94, listening to 550 K-Fire. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to start off by saying thank you to Mr. Cramer for coming on and taking time out of his day, and I'd like to thank K-Fire 550 for taking time to let Congressman Cramer come on and take some of our questions.
Well, thanks, Cameron, and the management at KFYR is very happy right now.
Okay, thank you.
From your compliment.
Yes.
Not with us.
Not with us.
They want to throw Todd and I out the door.
Well, I'm happy with Kevin. I don't know about you, Scott, but I'm happy enough with Kevin, yeah.
Well, I'd just like to kind of explain how I, in my belief, think these PAs should be defunded or somehow banned themselves, because I'd start off with you guys' whole burning wood comment is, that stove that they want to ban, I know plenty of people that are still heating their homes with it, and I know even more people that use it to heat their shop. It's economical.
You bet.
And by trying to take this heating source away, they're also taking away jobs. Like you said, they're kind of crippling our economy. And at the same time, how you guys were talking about the new, how the president wants to mandate this new stuff with the trucks makes absolutely no sense to me, because the truck I drive is a 2000 model truck. And it does not, it doesn't smoke. It visually, it drives no different than any other truck on the road. But yet, I still make 7 miles of a gallon hauling, running down the road at 80,000 pounds when comparable trucks new off the line are making 5.5 miles of a gallon. And my truck has way, way, way less maintenance costs. And I don't also have to fill up with the diesel exhaust fluid. I don't understand how the EPA can single-handedly cripple us like this. I'd move for you guys to somehow ban them or defund them, something, slow them down at least.
We've actually cut their funding quite a bit, but you raised some very good points and I think and good suggestions. One of the thoughts I've had with regard to the EPA in terms of reining them in, should we ever get enough political authority or power in Congress to do it, and better yet, a president that's willing to do it, is the EPA should not be a standalone agency anyway. We ought to put the EPA, and it has an administrator, not a secretary, but we ought to put it, combine it into some other agencies, perhaps even the Department of Commerce, same maybe for the Department of Energy. Form a Department of Commerce that has the economy of our country and jobs creation of our country in mind, as well as some of these other conflicting issues and jurisdictions. The EPA has just become a runaway bureaucracy, and they've always been difficult, by the way. It's just that they've never been as unleashed as they are today. And so the other thing, I think politically, we just have to go much deeper into the EPA and make sure that we don't have such long-term lifetime bureaucrats in the agency that have become where their missions become more about them than it has been about the people that they represent. Now, with regard to the stoves and even the trucks, Scott, and he talked about 2000 vintage pickup. I think whenever you talk about regulation, one of the things to remember is that regulations oftentimes are designed to to shorten the product life cycle. So your product that you have that works very, very well, thank you very much, no longer complies, so you have to buy another one. Or it squishes the little guy, the entrepreneur, so it becomes a barrier to entry for new products for the smaller guys. So the big companies, big industries like a lot of regulation because they can afford to comply with them. Same with complicated tax codes.
appreciate the call, Cameron. Thank you. I have a wish list of topics that have come up in the last couple of days, and I'm going to go back to the calls in just a moment, but I want to go through these. One was the veterans benefit issue as part of... Let's talk about the fix there on the veterans benefits. Is that now fixed?
It is fixed, both for... we fixed, first of all, the one relating to disability benefits, and then secondly, through the recent... we did a standalone bill. We were going to attach it to the debt ceiling, but it became standalone, although part of the same negotiation, that now replaces the COLA cuts that were part of the original budget deal. And I knew we would. I said we would. I promised we would. I co-sponsored about three bills to do it, and we did, in fact, get one done.
All right. Rail traffic delays have been a big topic on the program. Do we have any update there? And let me add one caveat to that. I'm hearing similar stories to this. My livelihood is suffering, said one farmer, because I can't get any grain moved because of crude taking precedent over grain. We live it every day. You don't think big oil is pushing BNSF hard to give oil precedent? Is that happening?
Well, here's the thing. We need more rail infrastructure to move it all faster. Oil is not moving real fast either. It's just that there's so much more of it. There's so much more volume of it. Realizing we know we're putting out nearly 1 million barrels per day every single day. And so I think it's just the congestion itself. It may look like oil is getting precedent, but the railroad doesn't do any better moving oil than they do moving grain. So we have, as you know, we met with Matt Rose from BNSF as well as some farm groups. They have committed 125 more locomotives just to North Dakota. They're on their way. Some of them are probably already here. 5,000 more cars, double tracking. It's all a matter of the transition again, much like it was with housing, much like it is with workforce, much like it is with highway construction. The problem is we need to get that product to market because there are buyers on the other end that are dependent on it. We have deals to, over half of our commodities are shipped overseas or are exported. We need to get to the Pacific Northwest. Everybody's moving slowly because too many people are on the rail, and I think BNSF is making the right moves. It's just going to take a little time.
2 minutes left, so we're going to go rapid fire with these calls here. Bob Grand Forks, you're next, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind, Bob?
Appreciate your work on the farm bill, but the conservation compliance has got me very concerned, and I was just wondering, I've been reading and hearing some wordage out there that somebody from the Army Corps had said, well, with this new farm bill, you better not be caught moving dirt and this wetland issue, and I just have a couple comments. First of all, are we going to go to jail if we're trying to do the best job we can by farming and we have crop underwater and we want to get it off? And then the second thing is, you can own stuff, but if you don't control it, you don't have ownership. This has taken away our property rights, and everybody I can relate to, I'm saying post your land against these radical environmentalists, the Ducks Unlimited and whatnot.
Sorry to interrupt, Bob, but we have less than a minute left for Kevin to answer.
Well, Bob is making all the right points, and he is exactly right. The conservation compliance did get into the law. He was afraid it would. The good news is we did get a couple of amendments, the Hovind Amendment, which means it's only forward-looking. It can't be retroactive. The second one is the Kramer Amendment that I was able to get in. It is language that takes away the discretion from NRCS in terms of mitigating wetland one-for-one versus five-for-one or 10-for-1 and using their discretion. And I've not heard the Army Corps of Engineers anecdote, whether it's true or not, I don't know. I couldn't say. Will you go to jail? No, I don't believe you will go to jail. You'll have decisions to make on what kind of crop insurance you buy or whether you participate in the program at all. That was always my greatest concern. We should spend more time on this next week, Scott, when we get some ag staffers as well on.
We will. We will be live with the Talk Radio Town Hall from Washington, D.C. next Wednesday on the program and a number of our broadcasts next week from the U.S. Capitol. Devin and Hebron when we come back, Duncan and Partial, and Dwight in Western North Dakota with Mr. Mitchell, and we'll forward those questions to Congressman Kramer, tackle them next week for you on the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you, one and all.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to sponsor a two-day grain marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your grain trading skills and learn more about trading grain in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 19th and 20th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trade Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted NDSU professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson. Seating is limited and registration will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kramer and Scott Hennen off to Mr. Rauschenberger's funeral service, which is coming up in just a quick few minutes. So we had to, we had a full hour with the congressman. We started earlier and had to end just a little bit earlier. But any more questions that come up, we'll make notes and have those handy for next week. But also have to talk to a good friend of mine, Scott Bachmeyer, who we were talking earlier about wood stoves. And I got to admit, Scott, we've been burning wood for quite some time, right?
Well, absolutely. I was just doing that down in Texas, hog hunting. We had a couple campfires down there, man.
Yeah. But now all of a sudden it's a little too dangerous, but you're kind of taking a step toward back toward wood burning, I hear.
Well, I'm trying to. You know, you look at the cost of propane that we're running right now, and our ranch is propane run for heating cost, and it's a house that was built in 1920, so you can imagine the efficiency of that house. But we're looking at, you know, with all the trees and all the deadfall that we have around the ranch and all across the area, might as well put some of that to use. So I've been looking at some alternative heating fuels, putting a wood burning assist down in the basement, stuff like that. When I heard that this morning, I was like, hey, that ain't going to help me any. Making it illegal. I don't know how they're going to police that, but there you go.
That does raise a good question. How on earth would that be policed?
I don't know. Maybe they just send one of those drones over us, Todd, and see where the smoke's coming from, maybe, huh?
Yeah, don't you just see something around the corner with drones? Well, what might end up happening is these drones might crash into each other at some point, and then we might have to regulate drones now, too.
Wasn't it down in Colorado or someplace that they made it legal for people to shoot them out of the sky or something? I read something.
Is that why you're thinking of moving to Colorado so you shoot drones?
Oh, absolutely not. You can't get me out of the Badlands, man. Never.
Of course. Are we going to have to put little license plates in the front of these and the front and back of these drones? Are we going to have to put little license plates and the lights for the license plates and stuff like that?
Oh, no. They don't have to follow regulations, those guys, you know?
Yeah, it's nobody cares if there's one drone zooming around. It's when you get about 15 of them bouncing into each other that all of a sudden we're going to need to get them regulated and stuff. That's what's going to happen.
Here's the only thing. If they use the drone and they tell me where my other two bulls are that I can't find for the last year, that would be great. Make it useful.
Oh, I'm not anti-drone. I'm just waiting to find out what they're going to do to make sure that we make drone use just as inconvenient, if not downright impossible. But yeah, I mean, Western North Dakota is a great place to be able to use drones. If you could keep track of what's going on, zoom it around. It's not like you can put a camera every single place you'd like to get a shot, but you can always zoom a drone over there, right?
Well, it depends on which way you look at it. I could do without drones in this area. The less people watch me do what I do, the better, man. Tell you that.
I don't know that you'd want other people. Well, okay, now how do you fence off drones? How do you put enough fence up to keep other people's drones out and keep your drones from getting too far away and getting stolen or something?
I have no idea. You know,
did I just open a can of worms here? Is that what I did?
I don't know, but I just got to tell you, I pulled off the intersection. I'm up coming through Belfield right now, so I pulled off in the truck stop up here. And I hear a lot of talk, and maybe this could be a question for you and Scott Hannon down the road, is everybody's talking about pipelines. I know you had Greenstead on today about the pipeline and all that kind of stuff, about how much traffic it'll take off the road. I'd like to find out, you know, and I'm not against, lowering the dust in some of these areas, because I live a lot of gravel is all I travel, and trust me, it gets pretty dirty. However, I wonder if you guys could get a trucking company on there and see what would be the impact of jobs and the impact of the economy, and especially at a place like Belfield here. I mean, I'm surrounded by tanker trucks right now. You know, Missouri Basin is based out of this area. And just out of curiosity, if that would cause a problem or a loss of jobs or anything like that, I'm not sure. I'm opening another can of worms for you, Todd.
Might it open another avenue for us to be able to truck other stuff than oil into and out of Western North Dakota?
That's true. See, that's why you are the radio god.
No, I'm Todd the radio god because Phil Parker likes to be a poet. You didn't know it?
I know that, man. And for the affiliate stations that don't know what we're talking about, they'll catch on eventually, probably.
It's been referenced enough. But, yes, in case you are listening to AM 1100 The Flag, 910 KCJB, KTGO 1090, Rockin' the Bucket, or 1460 KLTC, at our home base here in K-Fire 550, our longtime morning legend, Phil Parker, from PMS, The Morning Phil and Mark Show, just insists on calling me Todd the Radio God. I don't call myself that, though.
But I am
thinking if we got some of the tanker trucks off the road, then some of the other travel that needs to be happening out west can more easily happen. Wouldn't that help? Don't want to cost anybody jobs, but...
I'm sure it would. I'm just playing devil's advocate because of what I see just driving around me right now, fueling up and coming around the corners here. So I'm actually parked in one of their spots, and I don't think they're real happy with me right now.
Well,
here's the best part.
What's
I got
that?
My wife's little tiny toaster car.
Oh.
I got to take and get an oil change taken care of, so I'm running around doing some errands.
You're driving a roller skate today, huh?
I'm in the roller seat and in the truck stop parked with all the stuff. It's awesome.
You got to give up your man card now. You can't carry around a man card with that. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate your time. 1-855-200-1776, option one. You can leave a question anytime you'd like. 1-855-200-1776, option one. Scott Hannon, back tomorrow. Todd Mitchell, I might be too.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.